AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Luke Garrett reports on the suspect in the shooting at the White House Correspondents Association dinner.
Authorities uncovered what had been described as numerous anti-Trump social media posts linked to the suspect, Cole Thomas Allen, a 31-year-old tutor and amateur video game developer from California. The suspect was taken into custody at the dinner on Saturday night. Allen legally owned a semi-automatic pistol and a shotgun. He is believed to have travelled by train from California to Chicago and then on to Washington, where he checked himself in as a guest at the hotel where the gala dinner was held.
The 31-year-old is believed to have acted alone and is set to face criminal charges today. Two regional officials say Iran has offered to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for the U.S. lifting its blockade on the country and an end to the war. Under the proposal, discussions on the larger question of its nuclear program would come later. In other news, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on deadly tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma.
At least two people have died from a severe tornado-producing storm that hit northern Texas, and many homes have sustained damage. Authorities say the storm came through the town of Runaway Bay around 10 p.m. Saturday, killing one person. Emergency responders worked to clear the debris.
There's like 64 poles that are down at this moment, electric lines everywhere.
Runaway Bay Mayor Herman White.
Terrible. You know, these are just not citizens, they're friends.
The storm also hit Springtown, where authorities say a second person died outside the city limits. On Sunday, National Weather Service teams confirmed that an EF2 tornado hit the Runaway Bay area and an EF1 tornado struck the Springtown area. Audio courtesy of WFAA. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Victor Wembanyama returned from a concussion with 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 blocks, powering the Spurs past the Trailblazers 114-93 for a 3-1 West first-round series lead.
Being concussed like that, very weird feeling, but everything was always controlled and they've taken great care of me.
The Celtics spoiled former MVP Joel Embiid's return to the 76ers from an appendectomy in a 128-96 win to take a 3-1 lead in the East. Wolves star Anthony Edwards is likely to miss multiple weeks with a bone bruise. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Avs closed out a West first-round series sweep of the Kings with a 5-1 win. In the East, the Sabres routed the Bruins 6-1 to go up 3-1. Nelly Korda won Golf's Chevron Championship for her third major. And MLB, the Red Sox fired former World Series winning manager Alex Cora.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.